In Audio presents the learning literature series titled Knot Hole in the Closet, a story about Belle Boyd, Confederate spy, written by Marilyn Weymouth Seguin, narrated by Kate Fleming. Chapter 1. Belle squinted as she held the egg up to the coal oil lantern. The heat and the soot from the flame enveloped the egg she held gingerly between her thumb and forefinger. Slowly, words began to appear on the eggshell, words that Belle had carefully scripted just moments before. A clever disguise for a message, she thought smugly. Surely no Yankee officer would think to find a message written on an eggshell. Belle set aside the sooty egg and carefully packed several other eggs into a basket lined with a soft napkin. She added a loaf of bread and a crock of preserves to the basket and rang for her servant.
"Eliza, you must deliver this basket to General Jackson in the Confederate camp," said Belle. "You sure they won't find more than food in this basket if I get stopped?" questioned the slave.
Eliza had once before saved her mistress from the wrath of the Yankees. Last year she had quickly burned the Confederate flags that decorated Belle's room in Yankee-occupied Martinsburg, Virginia, just in time to avoid her arrest, too.
"Don't worry," Belle assured her skeptical servant. "No one will find anything but food in this basket."
Eliza looked uncertain.
"Miss Belle," she said, "if the Yankees find out these supplies is from this house, they will remove the threads from the napkin and the yolks from the eggs looking for your spy note."
"They won't find any note," said Belle. "Now go."
Indeed, 18-year-old Belle Boyd was well known to the Yankees as a Confederate courier.